Right now, though, it is 14 minutes past 7 a.m., which is normally when Shane Anderson would be joining me for Not News. But she's gone off and she's working very hard on the Think podcasts, which you can find on the 2SER website. They're doing some amazing stuff up there. But that means that this is Jeff Field's inaugural Not News. Jeff Field, our 2SER news director, joins me now.
Good morning. I don't know how this is going to go. It could go pear-shaped. I have no idea.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling very nervous. And this comes from a man that's been reading news all his life. Because I'm not used to doing not the news, I'm used to doing the news.
Yeah, we've thrown you in the deep end here.
But you know what? This gives me an opportunity where I can get stuff off my chest.
I'm ready.
And I am going to start now.
Okay,
what
do we got?
Can I rip into it? Not
news. Go for it.
The Kardashians.
Yes.
That's all I want to say. Now, it's been 10 years since we started keeping up with them. Or some people did. We've heard all about their breakups, breakdowns, overdoses, robberies, pregnancies, incontinence issues, everything.
And there's been a lot.
Every day you click onto certain websites, there is a story about Kylie Jenner having drama with her boyfriend or ex-husband, or is she a lesbian? I'm not sure what's going on in that family. But every single day, certain websites, who I will not mention because I don't want you to click them, will have pictures of someone from that very, very strange family. Now, I have nothing against the Kardashians, by the way.
They might be
nice people. They have very nice handbags.
They do.
Their hair looks okay, although maybe a little overdone. But I want to know why people are obsessed with this bunch of people. Why can't we move our energy to other things like starvation, solving some of the world's big problems, instead of worrying about what Kylie Jenner was wearing to the ball last night? So I want to get that off my chest is what is not news. Could publications in Australia stop day after day putting pictures of this family up? As I say, I have nothing against them, but it's, by the way, the audience for the Keeping Up with the Kardashians show in Australia is minuscule. They started running it on Channel 7. It was an absolute flop.
Did they?
They moved it to pay TV or the, and you know, you really, you could have a meeting of the Kardashian fan club in a phone box outside here at Broadway. So the Australian audience, I will give them credit for not switching that particular show on, but stop clicking stories about this family.
That is
now
a very
can I calm down?
All right, we're good. We're good.
All right.
We're feeling better.
Okay. I feel so much better. The other story I would consider not news is the almighty brouhaha that has been in the tabloids this week about Meghan Markle's brother, Thomas, who penned a letter, an open letter, telling Prince Harry this is the biggest mistake in royal wedding history.
Whoa!
He branded his sister jaded, shallow and conceited.
Whoa!
And that's just the beginning. It was a handwritten letter saying it's not too late to cancel the wedding. His elder sibling, Thomas Markle Jr., then warned the 33-year-old to ditch the May 19 union with the Suits actress. That's a bit demeaning, just calling her the Suits actress. But anyway, Mr. Markle slammed the American star, insisting that 36-year-old Meghan is a jaded, shallow, conceited woman that will make a joke of the royal family's heritage. Of course, that went everywhere.
I missed
now,
this.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
How did I miss this?
Every family has drama when it comes to a wedding.
Yeah, that's the point of weddings.
Yeah.
Stirring things up.
But they're making out as though this is unusual. It's not.
That's fair. I mean, I don't know a lot about the situation, but I've heard before that I don't think there's members of Meghan Markle's family that she doesn't particularly get along
with. Yeah, there's a lot of bad blood. And look, I'll give you the full transcript. You can read the letter yourself. No, hang on. I'm trying to encourage people not to read this. So I'll just throw that one away.
Scrunch it up. Chuck it across the room.
Now, can I move on to stories about reality TV shows in this country?
Yes.
Having worked on breakfast radio and commercial radio, I can tell you, in all honesty, a lot of things you see on these shows, whether it's My Kitchen Rules, whether it's singing shows, whether it's whatever, are staged. The fights between the judges, the cheating boyfriends on the Bachelor shows, the singer who overcomes adversity, crocodile attacks and machine guns to make it to the stage. Carl Stefanovic, what sandwich he had for breakfast and what Georgie Gardner was wearing. This is all Do we really need to know about this?
Yeah, it seems a bit questionable at best. I remember the Winter Olympics. What was just on? The Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, the Commonwealth Games.
I'm so good at sport.
Yeah.
I'm so good at sport. No.
They were in Brisbane, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, were they? I thought it was the Gold Coast.
Oh, Gold Coast. Yeah.
I was questioning my entire reality then.
Is this segment going to get to air next week?
Remains to be seen. Gold Coast, yes.
Okay.
Right. So, yeah, a couple of weeks back, the Commonwealth Games were on in Queensland. And, so I hadn't sort of, watched Channel 7 in a little while. I mostly just watch, like, Netflix or something, to be dead honest.
Yep.
So I hadn't sort of watched free-to-air at all for a little while, let alone Channel 7. And so having the Commonwealth Games on, some of the ads, and of course, obviously the Commonwealth Games, a lot of people are watching, so they're packing in all the ads for all the shows that are coming up after the games.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some absolute trash fires. There was one particular one, I don't remember what it was called, but the entire concept was that this couple had broken up and now they were trying to see if they could get back together. And the guy was just being portrayed as an absolute tosser.
Yeah.
And the girl's running around like, I don't know if I should get back with him. And the guy's like, look at my muscles. Like, it was a bin fire.
Yeah, I feel like I'm seeing more and more of this, of these staged situations, and they call them reality shows. Like, hello. They're as far away from reality as you can get. And there seems to be a new one every week. You know, Love Island, The Bachelorette Sister, or what? I don't know. I absolutely lost track of all these shows. But the stage drama, no one could have that much drama in their lives if they tried.
Yeah, I don't think you'd have to go out of your way.
And it is being reported as genuine bona fide news on news sites and in newspapers. This is what makes news in 2018. And that really annoys me.
Yeah. Well,
As Shane used to finish her segment off with, why we've been talking about these stories that are getting so much coverage.
Yes.
Plastic.
Plastic.
Which very few people are talking about, apart from some people like the ABC and 2SER. Such a massive problem, that massive plastic island that was found off the coast of Cambodia.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I just found a story here which has not been reported, as far as I know, by any major news outlets. 500 million plastic straws are used every day. They only get used for a few minutes, but potentially last for hundreds of years in the ocean and are among the top 10 pollutants collected during beach cleanups. Plastic straws kill marine life, choke reefs and beaches, never decomposing completely, but instead breaking into bits of microplastics, eventually entering our food chain.
Jeez.
So while we talk about what Kim Kardashian wore to the Hollywood party, we are not talking about this story.
And it's a massive
island. To
me,
that is wrong.
Yeah, it's a huge island they found, wasn't it? It was something like the size of Tasmania.
Texas. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Huge.
Jeez.
And, why aren't people outraged about this instead of being outraged about the bachelor who cheating wife's lesbian girlfriend didn't come back to cook dinner?
It's a question that boggles my mind. Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah. Anyway, the 24.13 million Australians that live out there, make better choices when you go to click your stories.
There we go. And I think that's a very positive note to end it on. I don't know if positive is the right word, but...
I feel so much better after doing this segment.
You seem a lot more relaxed than when you walked in to the studio.
I feel like I've unleashed.
Well, we'll get you back on next week to unwind again, Jeff.
I'll be a little less wound up. I think I've got those things off my chest.
Look forward to it. Jeff, thank you so much. Jeff Field there, 2SER's news director with Not News, the inaugural Not News with Jeff Field. And stick around, though, because the newsroom will be coming up again at 7:30.